which is titled The Single Chair. Meditation practices that involve directing the thinking mind rather than turning away from it are based on the principle that sustaining an unbroken stream of awareness on a theme of contemplation instead of a physical sensation can also lead to a gathering of the mind's forces. This produces a rapture that takes the mind beyond the pull of worldly thoughts and desires to a samadhi that provides the platform for the profound work of wisdom. But whatever meditation practice was adopted, Lumpa emphasized that mindfulness must play a central role. He compared watching the mind with mindfulness and alertness to a shopkeeper keeping a sharp eye on his goods when a group of mischievous children come into his shop. In another simile, he said that the mind is like a room with a single chair. When mindfulness sits firmly on that seat facing the door, then any guest entering the room is known immediately. Without a chair to sit on, no guest stays for long. Mindfulness, bolstered by confidence in the Buddha's path to liberation and by right effort, result in a samadhi that bore within it the seeds of wisdom and liberation. And this is a quote. Mindfulness is the nurse and protector of samadhi. It is the Dhamma which allows all other wholesome Dhammas to arise in balance and harmony. Mindfulness is life. At any moment that you lack mindfulness, it is as if you are dead. Lack of mindfulness is called heedlessness, and it robs your words and actions of all meaning. Whatever form of recollection mindfulness takes, it gives rise to self-awareness, wisdom, all kinds of good qualities. Any Dhamma which lacks mindfulness is incomplete. Mindfulness is what governs standing, walking, sitting, and lying down. It's not only during sitting meditation that mindfulness is required. Outside of formal meditation periods, you must have a constant mindfulness and alertness and give care and attention to your actions. If you do that, a sense of why shame will arise. You'll feel ashamed of improper actions or speech. As the sense of shame becomes stronger, then so will restraint. With strong restraint, there is no heedlessness. Wherever you go, mindfulness must be present. The Buddha said, practice mindfulness a great deal, develop it a great deal. Mindfulness is the Dhamma that will guard over your past and present actions and those that you are about to perform. It is of great benefit to you. Know yourself at every moment, and then you will have a constant sense of right and wrong. That awareness of the rightness and wrongness of everything that occurs in your mind will arouse a sense of why shame, and you will refrain from acting in bad or mistaken ways.